This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Today on iRadio's Group Chat Business Spotlight, we're chatting to Lorcan Molloy, owner of Limited Coffee Co. in Galway. What started as a passion project has grown into a well-known name in the city's coffee scene, and now Lorcan's entering an exciting new chapter as he transforms a new premises in Wood Quay. We'll be talking about building a business from scratch, the supportive coffee community in Galway, the success of the Limited Run Club, and also why more people are seeking out sober social spaces. Lorcan, thank you for joining me on the show. For people who may not know the story of Limited Coffee Co., can you take us back to the beginning? How did it all start?
So basically, I suppose it started off in 2024. Myself personally, I started off as a barista training kind of academy, basically from a shop I was working in. I used to kind of do Monday to Saturday in there, and then we train people then on a Sunday in a few groups of three. And then from that, I suppose that took off, and I kind of thought to myself, why not set up my own coffee shop? But obviously, it's a lot harder to set up a brick and mortar shop straight off the bat. So I kind of looked into buying a coffee trailer and how that would look. So basically, yeah, that summer, myself and one of my friends, we bought a trailer and we kind of rebranded the training academy into Limited Coffee Company, what it is now. And we designed the graphics and all that sort of stuff. And from there, then I basically reached out to Paul from Tiny Trailers there in Galway. And thankfully, he had a space for us. I think he kind of made a space because he's really good like that. So he kind of gave us a hand up there. So I opened that then the summer of 2024. And that was kind of where it took off, I suppose. We kind of started posting a lot on social media, and it kind of grew legs from there. So the following grew kind of quickly enough. Friends and family kind of helped at the start. And then obviously as time goes on, people hear about you. And from there, then I suppose it got a bit of traction online and everything like that. So that was the beginning.
Galway, to be fair, has a very strong independent coffee culture. You know, it's something that I think a new business opens up and everybody in the city seems to hear about it. How would you describe the coffee community in the city?
Yeah, like, it's funny enough, I actually had this conversation with someone today and we talked about how, like, the support people have for each other in Galway is like nothing I've seen in any other county in Ireland. Like, it's people want to help people is the way I kind of feel from the last, say, 2 years of opening my own thing. If anyone can help out in any way, shape or form, they want to come and support. And like that's it. Like, if, say, even there, Matt has opened my little flower down on Market Street, and every single day you go in, it's booming. So, and he's only open a few days, and that's just people wanting to support local businesses, because I suppose it's hard enough for to set up these businesses. So it's great then everyone gets behind each other and you can offer whatever support you can, and that's great like that. So
it's great it's great to see the support and the collaboration amongst all the businesses, because Galway is such a special place and it's nice that you're all kind of carving into the market in some way, but trying not to be, you know, very competitive about it necessarily, that you're all got each other's backs. Tell me about the Limited Run Club then. I know that's become very popular. How did the idea come about for that? And did you expect to see it grow the way that it has?
This kind of grew from an idea, I suppose, I had. I'm nearly going to go back a year ago. My background would be GAA focused heavily. I would have played a lot of football when I was younger, but with how busy, I suppose, work got, I kind of had to figure out a way to kind of, as a release for something, another sort of sport. So I got into my running about a year ago, and I always kind of thought then, geez, it'd be kind of cool to have a run club alongside the coffee shop. It's very like Australian focused. I kind of follow a lot of coffee shops in Australia and they're really heavily run club focused. They're like, there's a lot of different events they do. And I thought, sure, why not bring something like that to here? And then we kind of said, oh, we'd gather a few people. And then all of a sudden, we kind of had our first one and there was 40, 50 people at it. And it's great. Like we have a DJ that plays after, and you know, it's a great atmosphere. It's something different to what people are used to, I suppose.
There does seem to be a growing appetite now for sober social activities, like going in and getting a cup of coffee with your pals or going to a run club, going for a run in general. It's amazing that you've tied the two together. But why do you think so many people are looking for alternatives to traditional nights out now?
Yeah, like I suppose, first off the bat, a night out costs a fortune. And then you're kind of looking at, people are looking at, I think, to connect with people, not through drinking culture, I suppose. And what I find is we're kind of at that, like 20 to 30 years of age would be our, like, our biggest, say, age range of people in the run club. And I think, like, say we got lost a little bit after COVID in basically, you know, people are on their phones a lot and they wanted, like, craving that community. So it was kind of, in my opinion anyway, it's an easy way to get out and meet people without there being too much pressure on it. Or, and like that, a night out's expensive. Again, you're drinking, you probably, I know myself anyway, I'm 2 days recovering. All these things kind of tie in together. So I just think it makes sense in that way, that you're kind of meeting people in a way naturally as well. Like, it's not, you're not forcing it or anything like that. Yeah, so I think that's one of the big reasons why it's become kind of a successful thing.
It's become nearly favourable to meet someone in a more organic way. And you've really struck the chord there with both the coffee and the running as well, that you've managed to find your way into both of those niches. Tell me about the new premises that you are working on in Wood Quay. What has that been like, getting that ready to open the doors?
Yeah, I suppose it was stressful, but the way I was kind of looking at it recently is it's more of like an exciting opportunity. We're starting from scratch. I suppose totally in control of what the unit is going to look like, how it's going to feel when somebody walks in the door. There's like a lot of factors. Like it is really, really, really exciting. It's something I wanted to do for years and years and years. And now I suppose, thankfully, thanks to all the customers and all the support we have, it's become something that's actually real now. So we're hoping for a quick turnaround, and we're saying 2 or 3 weeks would be the goal to open the doors. And I think we're kind of in line for that. So that's great as well.
It's amazing to have, I can imagine, your own vision come to life. That would be my favourite part, I would think, if I was to set up a coffee shop, designing all of that and implementing it.
Yeah.
What has been for you the most exciting part of this?
I'd say there's a few little bits. I did, first of all, with the whole experience, is I suppose you're seeing something grow from a small, tiny idea that I was writing down in notebooks 2 or 3 years ago to, I suppose, having a large following of like people that just love what we're doing and being able to do that. And then the other side of it is seeing a vision for the, like, say, the aesthetic of your coffee shop. Seeing that come to life is class as well. Like, it's, again, it's something like you have to sit down and really appreciate like how lucky I am to be in a position to be able to do this. And then again, that's like all down to support from people in Galway and abroad, for, or afar, like coming from different counties and supporting and stuff like that. So again, I can only be thankful for that.
What is next for Limited Coffee Co? What are your hopes and plans for the business over the next couple of years, if we look that far down the line?
The immediate future, I suppose, get the doors back open and get a bit of stability again. And then look down the line, the plan for anyone is you want to expand the business eventually. But right now it's kind of bring it back to basics and appreciate what you have and go from, basically, I suppose, go from zero again. And basically that's it, grow the business back from the start. That's where we're at, really. I haven't looked too far ahead this time because I just had to bring it right back to basics the last few weeks. And that's kind of where I'm at with it.
Where can we find you on social media if people want to follow along with what you get up to?
So Limited Coffee Co. on Instagram is probably our biggest platform. It's where you'll kind of see our series that we've started of basically starting again. So you'll get all the behind the scenes footage of us ripping up the floors and putting lighting in ourselves and painting the shop and all the fun stuff. But I like showing people like the reality of what it is. So that's probably our best platform to follow along on everything.
Well, Lorcan, thank you so much for joining me on iRadio's group chat and best of luck with the putting in the floors and the lighting and the painting and everything. I'm sure it'll all come together.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it, Valerie. Thank you.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.